It's time now for the Sunny Side of Sports with Sunny Young. And happy Thursday, Sunny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sunny, I understand you have lots of Nations Cup football news for us.
Kim, our African football guru, David Legg, is taking a statistical look at the 16 competitors in the Nations Cup, which kicks off Saturday in Equatorial Guinea. This evening, David turns his attention to Group B.
Right, Sonny, in Group B, we start with a team that I think might be the sentimental favorites of a lot of neutrals. That's the Cape Verde Islands. Their previous appearance came in South Africa in 2013, and they really did do much better than expected, reaching the quarterfinals. Their record, 1 win, 2 draws, and just 1 defeat. They're ranked 7th in Africa, an amazing statistic, given the fact that their country has a population of just 500,000 people. So well done to those Cape Verdeans. And they're ranked 40 in the world. Their key player is a striker by the name of Heldon Ramos. Their coach is Rui Agush, who comes from Portugal. And their nickname, appropriately for an island country, is the Blue Sharks. The Democratic Republic of Congo, they've made 16 previous appearances. They were champions way back in 1968 and again in 1974. Their record average, 16 wins, 18 draws, 25 defeats. Rankings, 13 in Africa, 57 in the world. I'm picking the striker, Firmin Mubele, as their key player, remembering he won the CAF, African-based Footballer of the Year title, just last week. One to watch out for. Their coach is Florent Ibenge, and their nickname is the Leopards. And it's interesting that a lot of African countries choose an animal as their nickname. Next up, Tunisia, one of the teams I believe are capable of going all the way and winning this competition. They've made 16 previous appearances. They were champions and hosts in 2004, one of 11 host nations to go all the way to glory. Their record is amazingly level. They've won 19, lost 19, and drawn 22. They're ranked 2nd in Africa behind their North African neighbors, Algeria, and they're ranked 22nd in the world. I'm choosing their midfielder, Yassine Chikawi, as key player. The coach is George Leekens from Belgium, and their nickname is the Carthage Eagles. Finally, from Group B, Sonny, we've got Zambia. They've made 16 previous appearances. They, of course, were the sensational winners of the competition when it was held in Equatorial Guinea and Gabon back in 2012. Their overall record, they've won 26, drawn 18, and lost 20, ranked 11th in Africa and 50th in the world. I'm choosing the midfielder Rainford Kalaba, the team captain, as their key player. Their coach comes by the name of Honor Janza. He's a Zambian. And their nickname, to me, one of the nicest of all the countries, the Chipolo Polo, which translated means the copper bullets.
David, now we turn to a very challenging Group C.
You said it, Sonny. Challenging is exactly the word. This is the group of death twice over, really. It may well, Sonny, be the toughest group ever in the history of the Africa Cup of Nations, because normally with a group of death, you'll get 3 really strong teams, but you will get one side that is perhaps slightly weaker. There just doesn't seem to be a weak link among these 4. We start with Algeria, 15 previous appearances. They were champions once in 1990 when they hosted the competition. They've won 20, drawn 18, and lost 22. They are ranked 1st in Africa and 18th in the world. My key player for them is Yassine Brahimi, an outstanding midfielder at the World Cup in Brazil last year. Christian Gourcuff, a Frenchman, is their coach and are known as the Desert Foxes. On to the Black Stars of Ghana, previous appearances 19. Champion Sonny 4 times, 63, 65, 78, and 82. So it's been a long time since those Black Stars were on the winner's podium. Their record, they played a staggering 83 matches, winning 46, drawing 16, and losing 21. They're ranked 5th in Africa and 37th in the world. They've got several key players. The one I've singled out their striker and captain, Asamoah Gyan. And I think his goals could be pivotal to their chances. And their nickname, of course, one of the oldest nicknames in African football, the Black Stars. On to Senegal, 12 previous appearances. They came closest in finishing as runners-up in 2002. Their record, 46 matches. They've drawn 11, won 15, and lost 20. Rankings, 4th in Africa and 35th in the world. Again, Sonny, I had quite a few key players to choose from. I went for the striker, Papis Demba Cisse. Their coach, the former French superstar, Alain Giresse, and a rather strong nickname, the Taranga Lions. Last, but I hope not least, as a South African, South Africa. The previous appearances were 8. They were champions in 1996. They've won 14, drawn 12, and lost 9. They're ranked 12th in Africa and 52nd in the world. Again, several players I could have put in as the key player. I've gone for the midfielder, Andile Djali. Their coach is Ephraim Sheikh Mashaba. And again, a nickname that's very well known throughout Africa. It's Bafana Bafana, which translated means simply the boys.
Arise and shine, Bafana Bafana, arise and shine. Let your victory be enshrined in the great annals of soccer. Tackle them and leave them dizzy. Tackle them and leave them mesmerized. Shine, Bafana Bafana, shine. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Hola, Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana. Bafana Bafana.
I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Equatorial Guinea has had only 9 weeks to prepare for staging the Nations Cup after Morocco dropped out as the 2015 host because of Ebola fears. Junior Binyam is the Director of Communications for the Confederation of African Football, CAF. Speaking in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea's capital, Binyam says he's not worried about Ebola affecting the Nations Cup.
I don't have any fear about Ebola outbreak disturbing the African Cup of Nations. Just for you to know, we have gone through qualifiers since the month of April, and we have not had any single Ebola case related to a football game. Even when it comes to local football played in the host countries, we have not heard of any Ebola cases related to a football game, because when the outbreak starts, our national associations were instructed to stop the local leagues. As far as when we received the prescription of WHO saying that mass gatherings must be avoided in all those countries.
That's Junior Binyam, the Director of Communications for the Confederation of African Football, and he was speaking with us from Malabo, Equatorial Guinea. Joining us now with more Nations Cup news is Mark Ouma.
South Africa wrapped up their preparations for their Orange Africa Cup of Nations campaign on a high with a resounding 3-0 triumph over Mali in Libreville, Gabon on Wednesday. Today, Thursday, Ivory Coast plays Sweden in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. South Africa and Ivory Coast arrive in Equatorial Guinea tomorrow, Friday. Staying with the Nations Cup, the national teams of Ghana, Republic of Congo, Burkina Faso, Tunisia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo arrived in Equatorial Guinea on Wednesday. Cape Verde Islands were the first team to jet in on Tuesday. Today, Thursday, Algeria and Zambia are set to arrive for the tournament. Equatorial Guinea football fans will receive 40,000 tickets to watch Orange Africa Cup of Nations matches, the country's head of state, Teodoro Obiang Nguema, disclosed in Malabo. President Nguema declared on national television that he would purchase the tickets and have 10,000 tickets distributed at each of the four stadiums hosting the Nations Cup. His desire is to see fans fill the Stadium during the competition. The contest will be staged in Malabo, Bata, Ebebien, and Mongomo. Meanwhile, in a spirit of solidarity, the government of Gabon has donated 20 luxury buses to complement the Nations Cup Organizing Committee's transport fleet. The three-week contest starts on Saturday.
Let's take a quick look now at this weekend's opening matches at the 30th Africa Cup of Nations football tournament in Equatorial Guinea. The host country will kick things off Saturday in the seaport city of Bata, where it plays Congo-Brazzaville in a Group A encounter. In Saturday's second Group A match, also in Bata, Gabon will go against 2013 Nations Cup finalist Burkina Faso. On Sunday, the action will move inland to Ebebien and Group B. 2012 Nations Cup champion Zambia is matched against the Democratic Republic of Congo, a two-time winner of the African Championship. And that will be followed by a fixture between 2004 Nations Cup winner Tunisia and the Blue Sharks from Cape Verde. So we'll have four former champions in action on Saturday and Sunday. In total, there are nine former Nations Cup champions in the field for what's shaping up as a very competitive African football fiesta. I encourage our Voice of America listeners to stay updated with all the excitement of the 30th Nations Cup in Equatorial Guinea by tuning in the Sunny Side of Sports. The three-week competition will culminate February 8th with the crowning of a new Nations Cup champion in Bata. I'm VOA's Sonny Young.